Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the body function? I was hitting with body function. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
time. Absolutely,
but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
From DBLC Productions.
Making women's dresses like,
let's go, champ.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another morning edition of the Boxing Voice Radio, hashtag TBV podcast. We are back with the rumor mill, and it's no rumor. Tyson Fury takes the social media and verbally attacks Anthony Joshua and Bitchko. Yeah, you heard it right. Calling them Bitchko instead of Klitschko on Twitter. He took to his Twitter and said numerous things, which we are going to give you details on, break down, and give you our opinions. And I say our because we have two panelists on today. Our co-hosts will range from Texas to California. So let's get on out to the Golden State.
Dollar DiBiase Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Yes, the hipster's back on a morning edition of TBV. And Tyson Fury, man, he knows how to create headlines. You know, there's one thing we can say, the one positive of Tyson Fury's career is that he's made the heavyweight division interesting. Whatever you want to say about him, his dedication to the sport, his health right now, his addictions. At least he's fun. You know, at least he makes this interesting. You know, Vladimir Klitschko Joshua is milk toast. Let's be honest. It's a huge fight, a very important fight, but there's no character to that fight. Tyson Fury instantly added some more character and drama to this bout.
Definitely agree. Let's head on out to Corpus Christi.
It's me, Mario.
You know, and I'll add that not only does he know how, he knows when to make these statements and get into the public eye and the public persona. I mean, look, Tyson Fury, I don't think a fighter has ever been better at staying in the headlines and not having anything to be in the headlines about. Not having a fighting reason, like a boxing related issue. And this guy gets more press than anyone. And, you know, he hasn't fought in God knows when. And that's the point about all of this, is that he knows that his absence from the ring, it creates this hole. And for almost any other fighter, that hole, it adds up, or I guess is subtracted by your public persona and the lack of people wanting to see you fight. You know, even a guy like Adonis Stevenson who fights but doesn't always take or hasn't taken the right fights in forever, you know, he gets this allure where it's a negative allure. Tyson Fury, on the other hand, just makes us want to see these fights even more.
I don't know if I'm as excited as you guys or as open to the whole Tyson Fury and, you know, him taking his social media, being, as you call it, you know, interjecting himself at the right time. I don't know. I think it's strategic. I think it is him interjecting himself at the right time. I think it is him trying to steal the thunder, you know? It's what it seems. Every time there's something shaking in the heavyweight division, he wants to remind everyone that he is the real champion, the GOAT, the best of all times. He uses some crazy words, you know, to compare himself. But what we've been seeing is a very overweight Tyson Fury, out of shape Tyson Fury, out of the ring Tyson Fury, and all we've gotten is the Twitter, boxer Tyson Fury. I'm ready to see some Fury in the ring. There were rumors of him possibly fighting Manuel Char, which is probably on the level that he needs when he's trying to work himself back into this division. Instead of talking about
points,
you know, instead of talking about the top two or three, four, five guys in the division, he really needs to take a step back and relax. You know, I understand his critique of Joshua, but right now Joshua is doing what Fury did and accomplished a couple of years ago. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, Tyson takes a lot of shots at Joshua, but Joshua is a young guy compared. Well, they're both kind of young, right? You know, and, you know, to be honest, Joshua's doing it faster than Tyson. I think Tyson did it at like 24-0, if I'm not mistaken, but we got the producer for that. But yeah, are you guys not already like tired of this act, of this social media boxer act?
100%. And plus, it's not like Tyson Fury is back in incredible shape. I mean, yes, he is back training to some degree. We do not know the extent of his training, but it's not like we've seen any improvement. I mean, he just posted a picture today, and you can tell that he is still massively overweight. And until that changes, I think the majority of the boxing public, the people that know what's going on, will sort of write this off.
When I began my boxing writing career, it was right around the time when Tyson Fury fought Cunningham. And I had, after witnessing what Fury was able to do, I said that American TV, American boxing TV needs Tyson Fury. They need him because he keeps things entertaining. He can be that heel that an American fighter has to slay. So, yes, I am getting tired of this stuff from Tyson Fury, but at the same time, that's only a personal opinion. My honest opinion, my I guess professional opinion, if that's what you want to call it, thinks that this is exactly what he should do, because he's not going to get in the ring, train to get six-pack abs. He's not going to, in my opinion, probably learn anything that'll help him grow as a fighter or get levels better. I think Tyson Fury is exactly what we're going to get. Maybe he sheds enough weight to where it's not as laughable as it is today. But the only other thing he can do to create a buzz about himself or to be relevant or to help the sport grow is to make these things interesting. And let me tell you, he is bringing out the best shit talker in everyone else. That's the biggest thing. Look, Joshua responded to Tyson Fury's ridicule and he called Joshua the poor man's Frank Bruno. That was one of the quotes that he had on his social media account. And Joshua responds, who is fighting Vladimir Klitschko on April 29th. So this guy actually does have a fight. The IBF champion Joshua responds by saying, typical Tyson Fury, always talking BS around fight time. Same offer as last time. Two ringside tickets. Don't bring a plus one. It's for your fat ass. Like, hilarious. Hilarious.
I did love that.
Joshua, and he's bringing it out of Joshua, and that is awesome.
You're right. That one line by Joshua was the best line of the entire Twitter war. Was, I'll give you the plus one, but it's just for your fat ass. Like, that,
yes,
was
absolutely,
that was classic. Like, if Joshua can do that more, and I think he will. I think, you know, he is still a young guy. He's still only, 18-0 or something like that. Like, he needs time to grow as his own person and be comfortable in front of that spotlight to be who he is. You know, Mayweather wasn't like that in front of the cameras, natural until very later on in his career. Then he started treating every camera like it was nothing. You know, this shit takes time. You know, no one's a natural when it comes to doing media.
Tyson Fury's always been a natural. Let's just be honest. Always. You know, he's more famous. I'm telling you, he is very, very lucky. And I say lucky because if he didn't have that win over Vladimir Klitschko, bro, people would be coming at this guy. Because before that, he hadn't really fought anybody outside of Chisora, and he had a He had a loose tongue back then. He was always in Twitter wars, remember? Especially he and Wilder used to go at it the way that he and Joshua go at it now. This is what he's known for. But he was able to go in there and kind of, you know, not kind of, he dethroned the champ at the time. So he has to get credit, and you have to take these statements with some sort of truth just based off what he was able to do. Before I go to one of my co-hosts and the callers, I want to ask you guys to hit that thumbs up button. Like we always remind you around here, it's very important, helps with the visibility of the show, lets me and my co-hosts know that you are enjoying this content and this is something that you want to see more of. So remember to hit that thumbs up in the future, present, past. It really doesn't matter. Visibility is always what we're seeking, growth. And together we can get that. Guys, any final thoughts on this? Does anyone want to read any other of the tweets? Because we are reporting on the social media battle that Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua had this earlier this morning. He even had words to say about Klitschko, calling him Bitchko. So anything we want to reveal or say before we head on out to the callers?
I just have one final point. I think it's interesting because of the revisionist history we are now under because of that Klitschko win for Tyson Fury. I think our perception of Tyson Fury as almost a joke is actually very reminiscent of what we thought of him before the Klitschko fight. Yes, there are people that thought the guy's a great boxer, the guy can go and be a champion. Like, there's tons of people that thought that. But he was sort of a joke in for a majority of his career. I mean, he never really had power. He was always getting in Twitter fights, you know, like that was what he was known for, was creating stupid headlines about TMZ style bullshit. And I'm just saying, like, I think this is us coming back down to
that uppercut, bro. I hate to interrupt you, but I want to get you right in what he was infamous for back then.
Right. He hit himself in the face. Like, that's what he was famous for. The Klitschko win changed him completely. It changed the public's perception of him, changed his own perception of himself probably as well. You know, like, I just think that we are seeing Tyson Fury back to what we knew him for. This loud mouth who creates headlines, who's really not the most dedicated boxer. He's always ballooned up in weight in between fights as well. So I'm not too shocked by this. And I think if anyone's shocked or confused by what Tyson Fury is doing, I would say that this is what he's always been doing.
Yeah, you know, the last thing I'll add before we go to the callers, yes, we are reporting on what is being said on social media, and that is our excuse for the show, really. But what it ultimately comes down to, and what I mean, we all say we're starting to get annoyed by it, I guess, and yes, we are, and I believe everyone. But at the same time, come on, like, this is awesome. This is the guy that gets in the ring and does a WWE style interview with the winner of a fight. I mean, this is the guy that is not afraid to push all the buttons. But the best part, because we've seen guys like this, we've seen Mayorgas of the past and you know, guys that go in there and know how to push buttons, but this guy, it works. He does get to fighters, he does get in their heads, whether they want to admit it or not. He changes, for the better or for the worse, he changes the character and the approach of the fighter outside the ring in hopes of it altering their abilities inside the ring.
Well said, brother. I can't even add anything to that because you're right. He got into Klitschko's head, and just by getting a response from Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder and every other single heavyweight that he does it to, he's getting to them. Let's go out to the callers first.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Going out to Canada with our international show, all the way to, what is it, Clarity, right?
Popping all this champagne, popping all this rosé, getting money like Jose, chain cold, Norway, 41,000.
Hey, matter of fact, looks like Jose went away for a quick second. We'll get to Class and Bound. What's up?
Hey, how's it going? So, yeah, I wasn't going to miss a show like this. I saw Tyson Fury's tweets and Anthony Joshua's retweet. I actually almost fell out of my chair because, I mean, it's because we saw the gloves off with Anthony Joshua and Vladimir Klitschko, and it wasn't really that entertaining. But seeing that, I would love to see more of that kind of attitude and kind of, you know, that I don't know. It's good for Anthony Joshua to show some personality and some flair. But in terms of that, Tyson Fury, I don't know, like when the show ends, go check Tyson Fury's Twitter because he actually responded to Joshua, and it's absolutely hilarious. Like, oh my goodness, that man is an absolute – he's entertaining. He's great for boxing. He just needs to get into the ring and get in shape in order to do so. Once he gets back into shape, and I think he will, it's just going to take a bit. Like, the heavyweight division will probably be the second most popular division in boxing when it's all said and done. But that's really my call. That's all I've got to say.
All right. Yeah, I mean, let's bring out some of the things that he did say because, you know, with Tyson, it's just – it's a little funny, right? Like, he goes OD. So it's we're going to have to go ahead and screen share his verified Twitter here. I'll zoom in a bit more. And the last tweet, which was over an hour ago, he says, I'm a bad man. Anthony Joshua is a grass. Hashtag plastic bad man gets slapped. Anytime or place, truth hurts. And this picture is a little badass, even though he's overweight. I mean, he does have the whole Tony Montana thing going on, right? He's like an Irish gangster here, you know, like straight out of what was that Showtime series with the Irish gangsters? I don't know. Help me out.
I think he's more Tony Soprano right here, but
yo, Tony Soprano with a lot of jewelry. I don't think Tony will be wearing the Jesus piece.
That's a good point.
That Tyson Fury has, but you're right. I mean, I see it with the full beard a little bit Tony Soprano-ish there, being as though he's plump. Now this is one that he retweeted by someone else. And someone else had an opinion of what was taking place, and they said, Paper Champ AJ, mate, easiest path to title in history. Mr. Muscle would wet himself against you. Get back in shape, boss, and smash Joshua in. And, you know.
The reply that I think Class Unbound was talking about, which was 3 hours ago, it would reply to Anthony Joshua, said, at Anthony Joshua, I might be fat, but you're a paper champ. And a paper chin weightlifting rude boy wannabe bad man. Know your place, chump, or I'll come back and KO you.
Where the hell is that? I don't see it on his Twitter.
It keeps scrolling down. It's right below the picture with all of his belts.
So past the family?
Yeah. No, not past the family. Go up.
Maybe we got to go.
It should be right in there. I think you passed it.
We got to go to tweets and replies. I don't know, but you see him talking about beer right there. I like this one where he said, hey, Anthony Joshua, I hear you're getting battered by big at Joey Joyce underscore one. Joker can't even deal with an amateur. Never mind the GOAT. Yo, he really thinks he's the GOAT. This is hilarious. I want to see him.
Hold on this one. After Granddad Bitchko deals with Flex, the old Gypsy King will have to pick up all the pieces again. I'm the greatest ever, all time.
Yeah, look at this one. You didn't throw stones when you live in a glass house. Deal with it, Bitchko, first. Then I'll give you a boxing lesson, I promise. Emoji of the prayer hands. Good luck, chump. Yo, you got to love the kid, right? Like, he's definitely, you know, into spicing up the heavyweight division. Listen, let's get out to our friend and resident rock star drummer here, Robert Ortiz.
A very good afternoon to you, gentlemen, and a good evening to those of you in the United Kingdom. I like the one where he said he was ready to go back and drink a beer. That just shows what this guy's all about. Like Tyson Fury. I mean, he's very skillful, but I mean, at the end of the day, dude, you got to back it up by being in the ring. And last I heard, he was off doing drugs and not in the ring. So, I mean, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? So, It's awesome. I love the shit talking. I think it's great. But the difference between him and, say, you know, like Floyd Mayweather, is that Floyd Mayweather fought and remained undefeated and consistently, although some debate it, you know, he took on whoever was ranked number one at that particular time. And, you know, that's what he did, and he would win. So Tyson Fury, man, I really thought, you know, once he beat Klitschko, this is a new era, the new regime, this is going to be awesome. And it still is, but, you know, that, I don't know if that's even going to include him. And if it does, and he does come back and he's awesome, then even better, because that would just be entertaining. Like Mario was saying earlier, man, that shit talking is awesome. And he's just, I don't know, my favorite one was where he dressed up like Batman. And, like, he was so big, like, the fucking back wouldn't even, like, snap together.
That was awesome, yeah.
So he had that cheap-ass fucking... the bat ears weren't even staying up. They're kind of flopping over. Like, I love that. I think it's hilarious. It's fucking awesome. And I think everything he does, too, is real tongue-in-cheek also. There's not a lot of venom in what he says. It's just...
Yes.
It's purely promotional. Yes. It's purely build-up. And it makes it fun, but sorry, but he needs to get in the ring, though. At the end of the day, your job is to fight. I mean, I'm entertained by your tweets. That's cool. And I'm, you know, that's not going to put money in your pocket, though. You in the ring, it's going to make me want to watch you and really care about what you have to say, you know?
Exactly.
Totally agree. Totally agree. Listen, Rob, let me get to some other callers. We're going to go out from Las Vegas.
Hold on, I'm a quick point. The only thing I don't agree with Rob's call is that the whole him putting on the act. Like, is this Tyson Fury playing a character or a persona? Or is this just Tyson Fury being Tyson Fury?
Yeah,
Tyson Fury being Tyson Fury.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's been doing it for so long. He's been doing it for his whole career.
I think it is, but I think going to Rob's point, what he was really like talking about was that it's all purely like, I don't think that there's any pure hatred. Like when he says these things about Joshua or Klitschko, like I really think it's all mostly for promotional, purposes. I think it's to build himself up. Like it's not real animosity where, you know, these things he says can be taken super literal.
Yeah, but shit talking can turn into real animosity.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's go out from Las Vegas to the United Kingdom. Idris, what's up?
Hey, man, what's up, man? You guys, your commentary on these tweets are hilarious, man. They're too funny. But, yeah, let me talk about Tyson Fury, man. He's a good character, man. He's a funny character. Me, personally, I love them kind of guys in boxing, man. I think we need a bit more of that. And like he gets under Joshua's skin. He proper really gets under Joshua's skin, man. Like that's why Joshua, like when Joshua shows a bit of personality, he's either trying to sell a fight or this person really gets to him, you know. So I'd love to see that fight happen, but I don't think Tyson Fury is like anywhere near close enough. I think he's like at least 12 months. Let me ask you guys something. Don't you think it's a bit interesting that we will have Deontay Wilder, obviously AJ Klitschko, Dillian White, and possibly Fury all in the same building on the same night?
That's creepy. I'm just going to put that out. Like, if the next fight out of all that is not a combination of all those guys together, I'll be upset.
Something has to happen, innit? Yeah, man, but I'm out, man. I just want you lot to discuss that, see if there's any plans with Eddie Hearn is trying to set something up with bringing all these guys in at the same time.
All right, Idris. Well, thanks for calling in all the way in the UK. And you know what? If you haven't subscribed already, make sure that you do, because we are coming back with a special Deontay Wilder show. He made an announcement, and we will be discussing that immediately after this show. So stick around. Make sure you subscribe to either here on YouTube right above or iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Blog Talk, whatever is your poison. Let me get to some alumni here. We got the Milkman in Atlanta.
I told y'all a long time ago, Kirkland will go down 3 rounds. All right, man.
Next, I got milk, baby. yeah, the milkman is back. Hey, man, look. I love it when people talk shit in the fight game, baby. I love it. Tyson, you know, he does a good job of doing it. But the thing is, man, at some point, we want to see some action, man. You know, it's cool to send out tweets and shit, but, you know, if you either go shit or get off the pot, because right now he's looking like Mr. Potato Head on toothpick. Have y'all seen him? Did y'all see his farm picture? Did y'all see him?
Yep,
I seen him.
He's bigger than I've ever seen him. He's bigger than like a giant potato on fucking toothpicks, man. So I want him to send out a few more tweets, but I want to see his ass in the ring, or he just needs to sit the fuck down and get back to snorting and drinking whatever the fuck he's doing. All right, that's it. That's my call.
Milkman, thank you for calling in. Thank you for keeping it short, as are we. Final thoughts from me, your host, Nesta Gibbs. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. I'll just say this. I love Fury because he does this. He brings excitement to the game. He makes us talk. I want to congratulate Class and Bound for being just as obsessed with the sport as us, that he already was excited and laughing out loud at the tweets before the show. So he'd been following it himself. And that's what Tyson Fury does. He pulls you in. But I need him to pull me in with boxing. His last fight with Vladimir Klitschko was not exciting at all. And if we're going based off his last fight, well, then guess what? I don't even want to see him back in the ring. Bomb Squad!
I think the idea that we don't want to see the lineal champion back in the ring, back in a healthy shape, is just ridiculous. I think we all want Tyson Fury to be well. We want him to be healthy. We want him to be back in the ring. You know, he did beat the guy, and he is the guy. Whatever we want to say about him, and I've been the first to say those things, he is still the guy. And I think a Tyson Fury in a division without Tyson Fury is just lackluster. We need that Tyson Fury mix in there to add some excitement, add the soap opera element to the heavyweight division. And I'm Matt Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, is on Patreon, SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, etc. Peace.
I agree, Matt. We have to have the lineal champion back, and preferably a healthy version of himself, the same version, or at least close to it, or even a better version than we got against Klitschko. I get where Ness is coming from a point of view where we want to see a more exciting version. But bottom line, boxing, the heavyweight division, needs to get that lineal champion back in the ring, because there is this idea that even as big as he is, even as out of shape as he is, he's still such a great boxer that he could beat a guy like Joshua, who has flaws, a guy like Deontay Wilder, who has flaws. So if that's true, then we need him to go on, because if it's not true, then we need him to get beat. But at the end of the day, whether you hate him or you love him, the sport, I think, ultimately is better with him than without him. I'm Mari Munguia. You can find me on Twitter at Mari Munguia, on Instagram at Mari Munguia, and on Facebook, Mari Munguia. And I'm out.